Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. My co-host Brian Thompson is absent today, I guess. That's what we'll call it, absent. And our guest today is Lanny Pullen with Impact Fitness.
Hello.
And he has a studio.
Yes.
On the backside of the 17th Street Plaza.
Correct.
Which I'm trying to think, it's on the other side of the old Dyer School, which is Tri-North Middle School, off of 17th Street. There are a couple different strip malls kind of
there. Yeah, between Western Skateland and Tomcat Pawn Shop is the strip. And, you know, it says 17th Street Plaza. There's on the front side, there's some hair places. There's a tax attorney. I mean, there's a few different people in there, but we're on the backside on the basement part, so we actually get the ground floor, so we don't have to worry about going through it and falling on somebody.
Would that happen?
Enough weight, we could do it.
Oh, mercy. So let's talk a little bit about, well, number one, before the break, we were kind of started to talk about water, and I think people don't, in general, we don't drink enough water.
Yeah.
The American public does not drink enough water.
Yeah, there's no flavor.
There's no flavor. People don't like it. I have had more people tell me, I just hate the taste of water. And it's like, okay, it doesn't taste like anything. And really, technically, you just want it to hydrate you anyways. It's, you know, if you put lotion on your skin if you're dehydrated, you know what? You might not have to put so much lotion on your skin if you drink more water.
Right.
So what is your take on how much water should someone drink every day?
I recommend at least a liter and a half to 2 liters a day, if possible. It's a lot easier to say it than do it. For me, I drink water all the time, so it's not a big problem because, you know, and people don't like the flavor. But usually about a liter to a liter and a half a day, I definitely recommend people. And if you're somebody that works out a lot, you need to get more down you, you know. So it's just depending on what the person is as far as athletic or not and what they're trying to achieve. But water is always the number one on the list.
Yeah, I take a pretty high intensity spin class. And the instructor in there is always saying we should have like 60 ounces for 60 minutes because it is such a high intensity and you're exerting a lot of effort. And I'm like, there is no way I could drink 60 ounces in 1 hour, number one. I can make it up over a couple hours.
Right.
And I'm lucky to get 30 ounces in during that class. But 60 ounces is a lot.
Yeah. Like I said, it would depend on the class and probably the intensity level for what's going on with that spin class is a good recommendation. And it's a recommendation because there's some people that their stomach's not going to be able to hold 60 ounces in an hour workout. So you'd have to definitely moderate. So that's probably more of an estimation that they say for that intensity level.
Well, I think it's kind of trying to replenish over the next hour or two after that class.
Yeah. I usually, when I have clients come in either for group classes or fitness classes, I tell them to make sure to drink either a water, you know, a 16-ounce bottle of water or some type of Gatorade to get ready for whatever activity they're doing. And then throughout the activity, they need to drink water and then replenish after the workout with water, if not a protein shake of some sort.
Well, and that, one of the things I've noticed after you work out for a long time and you drink or you get in the habit of always having some kind of drink available, water preferably, or some kind of zero-calorie, non-carbonated thing.
Try to avoid that.
Yeah, exactly. No salt. That's the problem with carbonated drinks. There's a lot of sodium in them. Is that I'm thirsty. If I don't have one, I get thirsty. It's amazing. And usually they say if by the time you're thirsty, you're already starting to dehydrate.
Yeah, you definitely want to avoid dehydration as much as possible.
Especially if you're working out a lot.
Yes.
In boot camps and things like that, when you're really watching what you're eating and you're working out maybe a couple times a day or even once a day and you're not used to doing that, you really need to keep hydrating that and making sure that you're keeping yourself healthy.
Yes, agreed. And you drink plenty of water, then you're going to start seeing differences, not just as far as your hydration, but your skin will start, glowing a little more because you're getting some of that detoxing out because that water helps flush all of that out.
Absolutely. So tell me about some of the different classes that you offer. I know one of the things that I just love that I think you were probably one of the first ones to do is the yoga.
Men?
Yes. Broga. I was going to say bromance, and I was like, okay, this is wrong.
No, it's not a bromance, but no, it's called Broga. My friend Susie Yeagley brought it into town. She teaches, Broga and yoga and a bunch of other stuff, and she's a great lady. But she brought it into town, and she brought it to my attention and a few of the other instructors. And it's awesome because it's yoga for men, which is it's why they call it Broga. The true idea for it is for men to get on yoga mats, you know, where they start with Broga and then move on to some other form of yoga. But what we do is we basically streamline yoga. You know, you're not doing a lot of crane or, you know, too many
special
tree
movements.
Poses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just a few simple yoga moves. And what's really fun and what I like about teaching it and also taking the class is in the middle, we kind of just say, okay, we're going to throw yoga out the window. And then we actually add a workout. So you're doing body squats for a length of a song, or you're doing push-ups, mountain climbers, burpees. And we go about 10, 15 minutes for this workout in the middle of actually doing yoga stretches, which is really cool. And that's what guys need, because even myself, an hour long of yoga, my mind wanders. This is going to stop you from wandering mentally. And then at the end, after we do our little high intensity there in the middle of the program, we kind of slow it down a bit, little bit, do some stretching, and then we have a nice 8 to 5 minute relaxation period at the end.
See, I think I should go to that class. Yeah. I know I'm not a bro, so
no, women love it. I have women that come to the class and take it, and what they like about it is, if you know me, I'm a normal person off the street. If you didn't know that I worked out, just because the way I, you know, way I train and what I train for, they like the fact that I'm not some skinny little bebopper, you know, rubber band or pretzel that could be intimidating to somebody trying to get into yoga.
Right.
And what it really does is women like it because, one, it's not your normal typical yoga. Again, it's not the straight flexing, holding poses for, you know, 20, 30, 40 seconds. You know, we're just constantly moving. And what ends up happening is, like I was saying earlier, is then even the women that take it love it so much that then they'll go and try some other yoga.
Sure.
Classes or, you know, different instructors, and kind of see which one they really like after that. But Broga really is good, especially for like beginners, I would like to say, just because it gives you a little bit of everything, and you really get, you get the yoga, you get how the basic movements are, and then you get a workout in at the same time.
And that's one of the things that I think I'm, when I've gone to a couple of yoga classes in the past, not necessarily with you, but and I am type A, and so I'm like, okay, let's go, let's do the next move, let's do this, and this whole trying to relax, which I get, I should probably do more of that, but I think I would really like that, and broken up in the middle, do a couple, you know, high intensity things, get my heart going, and then go back and stretch and relax, because stretching is very important,
stretching,
especially
is
when you're working out a lot.
Yes.
I think people don't get that. And then they're really sore and they wonder why, and it's probably because you didn't stretch. And
every client I see, I always recommend to make sure if they can stretch that night after we work out. Again, please do. All the classes we end up, we do have a small warm-up, we do the workout, and then we'll have a good 10 to 15 minute stretch at the end, depending on the program. You know, like yoga, we don't have to do a cool down at the end to stretch again. But like the boot camps or our cardio circuit classes that we teach, we have a moment at the end where we actually have a good stretch to kind of let the body recover from what we've just done.
I want to talk a little bit. I know we've talked about where you are. We've talked about your boot camp. Did it already start?
I have classes going all the time, but we have a new contest coming up this October 1st.
Okay. So there's still time to get in that, I assume. And I assume you also do, when someone comes to you and says, okay, this is what I'm looking for, you sit down and kind of one-on-one with them and say, okay, let's figure out how much you want to lose, how committed are you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we do free consultations.
Awesome.
And we'll sit down with, you know, the person and, you know, be like, hey, let's discuss what you're doing. So if they're wanting to lose weight, but they don't want to be, they like group stuff. So we can like, okay, this is great. We'll just move you to a group classes and we'll explain it in that direction. If they want that one-on-one attention, then we'll schedule in time to start training. But during that free consultation, we go through everything as far as what you're wanting to do, what direction you're looking for, what you've done in the past, if you have injuries, if I need to call the doctor to discuss, you know, those things, you know, get permission to talk to the doctors if necessary, you know, and then we move forward.
Well, and the other thing that I know that you do, we only have like a quick minute left, but I want to make sure people know that you have gotten people ready for surgeries and after surgeries, and that's really important because people don't get that you really need to be very strong around those times.
Yeah, we try to do preventive maintenance even if you're not going into surgery. But yeah, I've had several patients, not patients, but clients that are, you know, become patient because they've, you know, had a previous injury. We've got them ready for surgery. Then after the surgery, they come to me.
That's awesome. So perfect. So how can people find you and get a hold of you? Phone number, website?
Yeah, you can go to the website, which is impactbloomington.com. You can message me through that, or you can call me or even text me at 812-325-7841.
Perfect. Thank you for being here, Lanny.
Thank you for having me.
If you missed any part of our show today, please listen to the podcast on WGCL website at wgclradio.com.